When you give your life to Jesus, you have to be willing to suffer for Him. No one knew this better than the believers who lived in Rome about 30 years after Jesus rose from the dead. The Roman Empire was ruled by a man named Nero. Nero hated Christians. He had them tortured and killed. Some were thrown to the dogs. Some were crucified like Jesus. Others were burned alive. Legend has it that the Apostle Peter, one of Jesus' disciples, was killed on Nero's orders. The church in Rome needed encouragement. They needed to hear the story of Jesus once more. They needed an eyewitness account from someone who was actually there. They needed to know this story was worth dying for, if necessary. Many believe that's why the Gospel of Mark was written. It's likely this book contains the memories of Peter, who spent 3 years with Jesus. Peter trusted his friend and co-worker Mark with the job of writing down this story exactly as he remembered it. Mark's gospel is fast-paced and action-packed. In part one, people swarm to Jesus, all wanting to know the same thing. Who is this man? As you listen, ask yourself who you think he is and whether he's worth living and dying for.
This is the beginning of the good news about Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Long ago, Isaiah the prophet wrote, "I will send my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way." And so John came. He baptized people in the desert. All the people from the countryside of Judea went out to him. All the people from Jerusalem went too. When they admitted they had sinned, John baptized them in the Jordan River. Here is what John was preaching. "After me, one will come who is more powerful than I am. I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee. John baptized him in the Jordan River. Jesus was coming up out of the water. Just then, he saw heaven being torn open. He saw the Holy Spirit coming down on him like a dove. A voice came from heaven. It said, "You are my son, and I love you. I am very pleased with you." At once the Holy Spirit sent Jesus out into the desert. He was in the desert 40 days. There Satan tempted him. Jesus was with the wild animals, and angels took care of him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee. He preached God's good news. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Turn away from your sins and believe the good news." Jesus and those with him went to Capernaum. When the Sabbath day came, he went into the synagogue. There he began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching. News about Jesus spread quickly all over Galilee. A few days later, Jesus entered Capernaum again. So many people gathered that there was no room left. There was not even room outside the door. 4 of those who came were carrying a man who could not walk. But they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they made a hole in the roof above Jesus. Then they lowered the man through it on a mat. Jesus saw their faith. So he said to the man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Some teachers of the law were sitting there. They were thinking, "Why is this fellow talking like that? He's saying a very evil thing. Only God can forgive sins." Right away, Jesus knew what they were thinking. So he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Is it easier to say to this man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk?' I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus spoke to the man who could not walk. "I tell you," he said, "get up, take your mat, and go home." The man got up and took his mat. Then he walked away while everyone watched. All the people were amazed. They praised God and said, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus went off to the Sea of Galilee with his disciples. A large crowd from Galilee followed. People heard about all that Jesus was doing, and many came to him. Jesus went up on a mountainside. He called for certain people to come to him, and they came. He appointed 12 of them and called them apostles. Simon was one of them. Jesus gave him the name Peter. There were James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. There were also Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and James, son of Alphaeus, and there were Thaddeus and Simon the Zealot. Judas Iscariot was one of them too. Again Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was very large. When evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side of the lake." They left the crowd behind, and they took him along in a boat, just as he was. A wild storm came up. Waves crashed over the boat. It was about to sink. Jesus was in the back, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him up. They said, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up and ordered the wind to stop. He said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Don't you have any faith at all yet?" They were terrified. They asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Jesus again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake. There, a large crowd gathered around him. Then a man named Jairus came. He was a synagogue ruler. Seeing Jesus, he fell at his feet. He begged Jesus, "Please come. My little daughter is dying. Place your hands on her to heal her. Then she will live." So Jesus went with him. A large group of people followed. They crowded around him. A woman was there who had an illness that made her bleed. Her illness had lasted 12 years. She had suffered a great deal, even though she had gone to many doctors. She had spent all the money she had, but she was getting worse, not better. Then she heard about Jesus. She came up behind him in the crowd and touched his clothes. She thought, "I just need to touch his clothes. Then I will be healed." Right away her bleeding stopped. She felt in her body that her suffering was over. At once Jesus knew that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd. He asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people," his disciples answered. "They are crowding against you." But Jesus kept looking around. He wanted to see who had touched him. Then the woman came and fell at his feet. She was shaking with fear, but she told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Dear woman, your faith has healed you. Go in peace. You are free from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" But Jesus didn't listen to them. He told the synagogue ruler, "Don't be afraid. Just believe." They came to the home of the synagogue ruler. There, Jesus saw a lot of confusion. People were crying and sobbing loudly. He went inside. Then he said to them, "Why all this confusion and sobbing? The child is not dead. She is only sleeping." But they laughed at him. He made them all go outside. He took only the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him, and he went in where the child was. He took her by the hand. Then he said to her, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Right away she stood up and walked around. They were totally amazed at this. Jesus gave strict orders not to let anyone know what had happened, and he told them to give her something to eat. Jesus left there and went to his hometown of Nazareth. His disciples went with him. When the Sabbath day came, he began to teach in the synagogue. Many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. Jesus laid his hands on a few sick people and healed them. But he could not do any other miracles there. He was amazed because they had no faith. The apostles gathered around Jesus, but many people were coming and going, so they did not even have a chance to eat. Then Jesus said to his apostles, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place. You need to get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a quiet place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them. They ran from all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus came ashore, he saw a large crowd. He felt deep concern for them. They were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. By that time, it was late in the day. His disciples came to him. "There is nothing here," they said. "It's already very late. Send the people away. They can go and buy something to eat in the nearby countryside and villages." But Jesus answered, "You give them something to eat." They said to him, "That would take 8 months of a person's pay. Should we go and spend that much on bread? Are we supposed to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. When they found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. He looked up to heaven and gave thanks. He broke the loaves into pieces. Then he gave them to his disciples to set in front of the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. All of them ate and were satisfied. The disciples picked up 12 baskets of broken pieces of bread and fish. The number of men who had eaten was 5,000. Right away, Jesus made his disciples get into the boat. He had them go on ahead of him to Bethsaida. Early in the morning, he went out to them. He walked on the lake. They thought he was a ghost. They all saw him and were terrified. Right away, he said to them, "Be brave. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he climbed into the boat with them. The wind died down, and they were completely amazed. Jesus and his disciples came to Bethsaida. Some people brought a blind man. They begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand. Then he led him outside the village. He spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him. "Do you see anything?" Jesus asked. The man looked up. He said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened so that he could see again. He saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home. He told him, "Don't go into the village." Jesus and his disciples went on to the villages around Caesarea Philippi. On the way, he asked them, "Who do people say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, still others say one of the prophets." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "You are the Christ." Jesus warned them not to tell anyone about him.